We're expecting a dramatic showdown in the Senate this afternoon over abortion rights. Democrats are putting up a bill that would codify the right to abortion. They know it will fail in the face of Republican opposition, but they want to get those Republicans on record with a vote. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called the Democrats' bill extreme and misrepresented what's in it.
Our Democrat colleagues want to vote for abortion on demand through all 9 months, until the moment before the baby is born. A failed show vote that will only prove their own extremism.
But the Women's Health Protection Act does not allow anyone to demand an abortion late in a pregnancy. And of course, adding urgency to all of this, this summer the Supreme Court is expected to overturn Roe v. Wade, the 1973 ruling that established a woman's right to an abortion. Let's bring in Senator Mazie Hirono. She's a Democrat from Hawaii. Senator, welcome.
Aloha, Robin.
Aloha. Democrats have been acknowledging that this vote is to get Republicans on record, but why? Because for many, their hardcore base would love to see their no votes.
Well, the thing is that 70% of the people in America support abortion, which means that they think that this is a decision. Support Roe and abortion. So that means that the majority of people in our country think it's a woman, not government, that should make the decision. And that's what this bill is.
They would support choice, you say, but with restrictions, that's 70%. So the Women's Health Protection Act, while it would legalize abortion and choice nationwide, it would also nullify new state laws that all but ban the procedure and end medical restrictions such as wait times for abortions and additional tests. Now, one can see how you may not want this to be an issue of states' rights with so many prepared to end choice. But why not keep in some restrictions that are in state laws to attract Republican votes to pass a bill, since polls show that 70% of Americans support rights with restrictions?
So, you know, the basic purpose of this vote is to tell the American people and show the American people exactly where each senator stands. And the critical issue here is really who gets to decide on a fundamental right about controlling our own bodies. Is it the woman or is it government?
Yeah. Well, you might be able
to. So here's the Republicans who are perfectly, they seem to be happy that they're fine with having their radical right-wing justices on the Supreme Court take away a constitutional right that women in this country have relied on and have had for almost 50 years. That is the radical thing.
Well, what about moderate Republicans? You've got Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski. Collins says she objects to your bill in part because it doesn't have an exception giving Catholic hospitals the right to refuse to perform abortions. Why doesn't it?
This bill doesn't touch that at all. So, you know, my question to my colleagues, Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, is why aren't they voting for the bill that's coming before the Senate today?
Well, they would say that it's because they have a bill which would prohibit states from imposing an undue burden on the right to choose. So why not take theirs?
I toss the question back to them. Mm-hmm. Why not vote for this bill, which actually protects a woman's right to make this decision? And their bill does not solve the problem of states continuing to impose very, very restrictive limitations on this right.
Yeah. What do you know about a separate measure that Senator Collins is working on with the Democrat Tim Kaine? It's intended to be bipartisan. Do you know more about that?
I do not know what those provisions are.
Yeah. And by the way, we should say that when it comes to Collins' displeasure with the fact that Catholic hospitals aren't given protection, there is some protection already for Catholic hospitals when it comes to the procedure of abortions. Yeah.
And the bill that we have before us, about which Tim Collins is, Tim Kaine rather, I conflated the two names, that Tim is going to be voting for, is the bill that's coming before us. And the bill doesn't force the doctors to do anything.
Yeah.
So Susan is wrong in her concern about the bill that's before us today.
What do you do about misinformation? As we heard, Republicans have been calling this bill abortion on demand. In fact, abortions late in pregnancy are rare, hard to obtain. Your bill would say that abortions after fetal viability, that's about 24 weeks when the fetus can survive outside the body, should take place only if the pregnant patient's life or health is at stake. Are you guys not getting your message out?
we can do a far better job, I would say. But on the other hand, we have Republicans who have no problems making these kinds of statements that are wrong. There's never been abortion on demand. They like to use that to really get their base all worked up. But, you know, the bottom line is that the Republicans think that it's government that should make these decisions, not the woman.
Yeah.
And that is the primary difference between where they are and where we Democrats are.
Well, we should say you also have a problem with a Democrat, because today the conservative Democrat, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, says he will not vote for the bill. And we only have a couple seconds, so I have to wrap it up. But obviously, work to be done ahead. We look forward to the debate today. Senator Mazie Hirono, the Democrat from Hawaii, thank you.
Thank you very much. The fight is not over.